Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Scientific advances often facilitate profound cultural shifts. And as Andrew Francis, associate professor of economics at Emory University, explains, one of the most significant cultural changes of the 20th century has roots in a pharmaceutical discovery, but perhaps not the one you think.
Evidence indicates that cohorts of young adults after the mid-1960s exhibited a greater number of sexual partners, among other changes in sexual behavior. Traditional explanations for this sexual revolution have focused on the spread of the birth control pill, increasingly permissive attitudes towards sex, and shifting moral values during the 1960s and 1970s. Many interrelated factors undoubtedly played a role in shaping modern sexuality. Nevertheless, in a recently published study, I explored a rather surprising explanation, the discovery of penicillin. It was not until 1943 that penicillin was found to be an effective treatment for syphilis. In the United States, World War II spurred a large-scale public health effort to eradicate syphilis first among the military and then among the population. As a result, the number of syphilis cases and deaths fell dramatically. From 1947 to 1957, syphilis incidence fell by 95%, and syphilis deaths fell by 75%. My study investigated the hypothesis that a decrease in the cost of syphilis due to penicillin spurred an increase in risky non-traditional sex. This decline in cost included reductions in death, morbidity, and economic loss. Using nationally comprehensive vital statistics from the 1930s to the 1970s, I constructed three measures of risky non-traditional sexual behavior. I discovered that risky sexual behavior began to rise during the mid to late 1950s, a period coinciding with the collapse of syphilis cases. I also discovered that risky sexual behavior was inversely associated with syphilis deaths. These results had fascinating implications. For one, they cast the sexual revolution in a new light. Also, they implied that the emergence of HIV/AIDS in the 1980s was facilitated by the collapse of syphilis in the 1950s.
That was Andrew Francis of Emory University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.